Ever catch yourself racing through your day, only to realize you can't remember what you actually did? You're moving fast, checking boxes, but somehow feeling emptier than when you started. This isn't just busyness. It's time poverty, and it's quietly stealing our lives. Nearly half of Americans report feeling this way, trapped in an endless cycle of obligations with no breathing room. Yet here's the twist. The problem isn't that we need more hours in the day, it's that we've forgotten how to inhabit the hours we already have. When you have less than 2 hours of free time each day, something breaks inside you. The data is unambiguous. People living with this level of time scarcity report significantly lower happiness, higher stress, and emotional exhaustion that seeps into everything they touch. But here's what surprised researchers. Having too much free time, more than 5 hours daily, also correlates with decreased happiness. We need purpose. We need to feel useful. The sweet spot? Between 2 and 5 hours of discretionary time each day. This isn't some impossible fantasy requiring a complete life overhaul. Small adjustments, protecting work hours from meaningless tasks, saying no to obligations that drain you, occasionally outsourcing chores you hate, can move most people into this zone. What if the answer to feeling perpetually rushed isn't finding more time, but fundamentally transforming our relationship with it? Here's something counterintuitive. Giving time away can actually make you feel like you have more of it. When people spent 30 minutes helping someone else, they reported feeling more time affluent than those who spent that same time on themselves. Helping increases our sense of capability and self-efficacy. The caveat? The giving must feel voluntary, not obligatory, and you can't give away so much that your own essential tasks become impossible. When time-starved, we become shadows of ourselves, skipping exercise, grabbing fast food, ignoring health concerns. Studies show we even become less kind. Seminary students, rushing to give a talk, literally stepped over someone in distress. Yet extraordinarily busy people like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg managed daily workouts and acts of kindness. They experienced time differently. Exercise works similarly. That morning run feels impossible to fit in, yet people who make time for it consistently report feeling like they have more time, not less. The movement creates clarity and presence throughout the day. Then there's awe, those moments when you encounter something so vast it shifts your understanding. Whether it's deep connection with another person, immersion in nature, or witnessing remarkable art, all literally expands your sense of time. People experiencing awe feel less hurried and more willing to give their time to others. We create time affluence not by ruthlessly optimizing schedules, but by spending time on things that expand our sense of capability and connection. We're terrible at predicting our own happiness. You might think scrolling through your phone will be relaxing, but when you actually track how you feel, you often find fatigue or guilt instead. The activities that consistently generate the most positive emotions, physical intimacy, time with friends and family, and genuine social connection. The worst? Commuting, work, and housework. But here's the nuance. Happiness isn't just about feeling good in the moment. Activities that serve a clear purpose, even if they're not pleasurable while you're doing them, provide satisfaction through accomplishment and meaning. The most consistent finding from time tracking studies is that our happiest moments involve being with people we love. Very happy people don't have more money or better jobs, they have stronger social connections. Deep conversations with progressively more personal questions can create meaningful connection in just 15 minutes. And there's one activity that appears on nearly everyone's list of happy moments: being outdoors. People are consistently happier outside, yet we spend roughly 85% of our time indoors, systematically avoiding what reliably makes us feel better. Research shows that people who spend money to save time, outsourcing tasks they hate, report higher life satisfaction across all income levels. For tasks you can't outsource, try temptation bundling, pairing unpleasant activities with things you enjoy. Students who could only listen to captivating audiobooks while exercising increase their gym visits by 51%. Apply this to folding laundry while watching your favorite show or calling friends during your commute. With over half our waking hours spent working, transforming work hours is essential. The key isn't finding a dream job, it's finding meaning in the work you're already doing. Reframe tasks by repeatedly asking why you do them until you uncover your true purpose beyond the paycheck. Cultivate workplace friendships. Only 2 in 10 employees have a work bestie, yet those who do are twice as likely to feel engaged and produce higher quality work. Even commuting can become valuable through audiobooks or catching up with loved ones. The difference between time feeling stolen and time feeling invested often comes down to intention. We miss perfect moments by mentally rushing ahead. Hedonic adaptation, our tendency to adjust to circumstances, helps us cope with difficulties, but diminishes joy from positive experiences. Research shows happiness returns to baseline after initial excitement, whether from favorite meals or major life events. What helps? Recognizing experiences are limited. Younger people derive more happiness from extraordinary experiences, milestone events, and once-in-a-lifetime trips. Older people find equal happiness in ordinary moments, simple time with loved ones, appreciating nature. Age heightens awareness of time's limits, making us savor simple pleasures. Calculate remaining experiences you love. A college student walking her dog every Saturday has only 52% of those walks left before moving away. One student who calculated less than 1% of dinners with her parents remained immediately reprioritized. Transform ordinary moments into rituals. Give them names, establish codes of conduct, take photos. Simple touches, special plates, candles, makeshift centerpieces, turn routine into meaningful ceremony. Fight adaptation by treating regular activities as special occasions worth protecting. Research tracking thousands of people found we're distracted approximately 47% of the time, regardless of activity. Exercising, working, caring for children, talking with friends. Only during lovemaking do people remain consistently present. While mind wandering helps us solve problems and plan ahead, it exacts a price. People are significantly less happy when distracted. Most importantly, whether people were focused had a greater impact on happiness than what they were actually doing. Americans check their phones 96 times daily, every 10 minutes. This constant interruption diminishes our happiness and signals to others that they don't deserve our full attention, undermining the very connections that make us happiest. Research confirms that diners with phones visible enjoyed their meals less than those who put phones away. Meditation, bringing attention to the present moment, improves mental health, physical health, behavioral regulation, and relationships. It's particularly effective for treating anxiety, the most prevalent mental health issue globally. Even approaching your regular weekend with a vacation mindset, being more present and attentive, significantly increases happiness and reduces stress, both during the weekend and when returning to work Monday. Creating protected physical space is essential for deep thinking and entering flow, that state of energized focus where you lose track of time and experience some of your happiest moments. Time is yours to craft. Identify fixed commitments, then prioritize joy by placing meaningful activities in your best hours. These are your golf balls deserving protection. Block time for social connection first. Make joyful activities no phone zones. Outsource hated chores. Bundle activities. Talk to friends while commuting. Exercise with loved ones. Schedule demanding tasks during naturally energetic times, eliminating distractions completely. Establish regular gathering traditions to create anticipation. During family dinners, ask everyone their favorite part of the day. This trains attention on life's positive aspects. Remember what artists understand. Negative space matters. Deliberately leave portions of your week unscheduled. Looking across your lifespan reveals something liberating. You don't need to rush. With 40 years between college and retirement, you'll have roughly 10 different careers, a larger canvas allowing for multiple interests. Write your own eulogy. It clarifies what ultimately matters. When researchers asked elders about their greatest source of pride, 76% identified family, not career achievements or wealth, relationships. This aligns with Harvard's longest-running happiness study. Strong relationships are the single biggest predictor of life satisfaction. Ensure your happiest moments are realized and relished as peaks. Notice them, savor them, turn them into rituals, protect them in your schedule, and don't be distracted while experiencing them. Happiness has agency. It's not something that happens when conditions are perfect. It's a choice you make every hour.